This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Bruce Piaf has lived in Greensboro for most of his life. Started writing songs in the 1960s, inspired by the American folk music revival. He tells stories in both poetry and song, and many of his stories are rooted right here in Greensboro. Bruce Piaf joins us now on the acoustic guitar in a live set here at Triad Stage. Scott Sawyer joins him on electric guitar. Welcome to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Frank.
So it's so great to finally have you on this show. You've been writing music for a long time. What got you started? I mean, we talked about the folk revival. What was it that you were hearing, and why did you think you needed to write music?
Well, my dad had some Woody Guthrie records, and that pretty much. And then Bob Dylan. Yeah. And so he was into the Weavers, and he took me to a few festivals, like the Newport Folk Festival, Philadelphia Folk Festival, and I just got hooked on it, man. I was down in Chapel Hill as a student and started playing out in the little bars and stuff.
So were you doing? You're doing mostly covers, but were you writing songs like right away as soon as you got interested in
music? Yeah, I started writing pretty early on, and I remember one little bar I played in Chapel Hill, and the guy that owned it was this guy had come back from New York, singer-songwriter, and I did my first set I ever played in front of an audience, and he said, Bruce, that's real good. You just need to work on the lyrics, and the music needs to be a little stronger, and the vocals need to be pushed up. So, you know, I figured, you know, I was hooked.
Well, apparently you have, because your stuff is great. Why don't we get a sample of how that good advice has paid off in Lovey's many years?
This is a title song from a new record. It's called Still Looking Up at the Stars, with apologies to Oscar Wilde. Too much to twist. I'm just a symphony of bones. A Missy vow, she won't leave me alone. Down in this Carolina clay, I keep on dreaming large. Yeah, I'm down in a ditch, but I'm still looking up at the stars. I got a biscuit-eating dog. I got a Harley that's a hog. I got a woman home all day, sleeping like a log. I got new tires on my car and new strings on my guitar. Yeah, I'm down in a ditch, but I'm still looking up at the stars. I must be jelly, jam don't shake like that. That woman's jelly homemade, she moves like a cat. That jelly's so good, make your tongue slap your brains out. Yeah, I'm down in a ditch, but I'm still looking up at the stars. You learn how to whisper in a helicopter. Learn how to drink with a bottle of Fat Bastard. Learn how to think with a brain like a sieve. Learn how to love when you learn how to forgive. And I'm down in a ditch, but I'm still looking up at the stars.
Thank you. Bruce Piaf. Scott Sawyer with a song called "Looking Up at the Stars." Now, you made reference to Oscar Wilde, and I'm just thinking that lines like "Jelly's so good, make your tongue slap your brains out." He didn't say that.
He could have. He only declared his genius when he came to America. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing. Now, I heard that line from a little store up in Cullowhee, up in the mountains. I went in the store. I was playing a gig up there, and I was trying to find something for my wife to bring back from the mountains. And the lady that owned the store said, why don't you check out this jelly? She said, and they had all these different types of jelly up on the shelf. And she said, check out this kudzu jelly. And I said, I don't know, man. You know, down in Piedmont, that stuff, you know, I never thought about eating it. She said, yeah, but this stuff's so good, it'll make your tongue slap your brains out. So,
well, how was it?
I wrote that down in my notebook.
Yeah, but how was the jelly?
It tasted pretty bad.
That's
the line survived. Well, wait a minute. What's the reference to Oscar Wilde? Is there a connection to that?
They
that
say Oscar Wilde. Actually, I stole that from, you know, they say that good writers borrow and great writers steal.
So. Yeah.
No, but he once said something to the effect that we're all down in the ditch looking up at the stars. So.
There is a line from him. Hey, can I get you to play another song for us?
Yeah, man. We're really happy to be on your show, Frank. I'm a big fan. We listen to the show. And happy to have Scott Sawyer over here from Raleigh playing with me, too. Angel leans on blades of grass, roses in one hand and a glass. We walk the halls where the cuckoo flies west into our dreams on magic moonbeams. And God bless our loved ones, each and every one. So pell-mell for a free man's song on the borderline where we sing along. Escape clause to paradise, hanging on with a smile. Another year in exile, and God bless our loved ones, each and every one. Sooner or later, they'll give up on us. We'll walk where we want or take the bus. Streetlight be back before dawn, before the boys break your back, please be gone. Paradise is free, ground yourself like a tree. Please be waiting there for me, and God bless our loved ones, each and every one. You gave me just what I needed, you arrived just in time. Open my eyes when I was so blind. We'll leave this poverty behind, and God bless our loved ones, each and every one. Sooner or later, they'll give up on us. We'll walk where we want or take the bus. Brightwood to Boston, San Diego to Tennessee. Say a prayer if you please, say a prayer for me. I'll fly to you across the sea. God bless our loved ones, each and every one. I dizzy with changes, tired of rearranging. Little brother Alvin's face, his memory has been erased. They steal his olives and cheese. He'll bite the sheets, but not on his knees. Bless our loved ones, each and every one. Sooner or later, they'll give up on us. Walk where we want or take the bus.
Pioff, Scott Sawyer, they're going to be playing at High Rock Outfitters in Lexington Saturday, March 30th. They're here on the State of Things right now. You know, Bruce, you're such a great storyteller, and all your songs have that in that tradition. And you know, people as good as you often feel the need to go to Nashville, and they feel the need to go to L.A., and you've hung around here. And I just wonder for a songwriter like you who tells such great stories, what that's like, how important it is, I guess, to stay in one place for a career.
Well, I've been to Nashville and L.A., but I came back. you know, you go to Nashville, they say, well, you don't really write gut bucket country songs, so going back home. But I do have a sense of place in my work, and a lot of interesting writers stayed in a place. So I've been other places, but I maintain a connection here.
You write brain slapping songs if they're not gut bucket. You could tell them that.
Yeah. I don't know if they're buying those brains. We just do what we do. And, you know, you can do creative work anywhere. So what we're trying to do is just write good songs, play good music. And I've been playing with this guy here who I think really does a good job of is kind of impressionistic accompaniment. You know, he doesn't play too much. He plays just enough, and sometimes the stuff that he doesn't play is real important.
Yeah. No, silence, the most important sound in radio and in music, right? Mm-hmm. It really is. Without the spaces, there's no chance to process, so it's beautiful stuff that you do. I'm going to let you play us out and give you some time to do that. We'll probably have about 4 minutes left by the time I'm done telling everybody that you're great. But, Bruce, I'm going to have to get the spelling of your name tag to get them to your website.
Right.
So give us a website for us.
Well, you can spell Bruce, but Pioff is P-I-E-P-H-O-F-F.
All right, there you go. And so if you get to BrucePioff.net, then you're going to find out more. And, of course, you can hear more Saturday, March 30th, High Rock Outfitters in Lexington. Bruce is going to be there. You can go to the website. And, of course, you can go to our website as well, stateofthings.org. Our program is directed by Alex Granados. It is produced by Isaac Davey Aronson, Sean Wen, and Nicole Campbell. Christina Blyde's our intern, Robin Copley, the technical director. Brent Wolfe is WUNC's news director. And this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio, and once again, Bruce Pioff and Scott Sawyer.
Thanks. This is called Bigfoot in the Door. It's for a friend of mine who passed away last week, Ron Hayden, who was a great photographer and... So this is about a baseball player. Big Tom Austin swung a baseball bat, broke in with the Cardinals, first black man to do that. 1954, Bigfoot in the door. Augustus Bush, the beer tycoon, made a big production, beer and silver spoons. Just one black man was standing in the room. Give you two Stan Musials, once Steve Bilko throwing country slaughter. If you let Austin go, Big Tom Austin, Cardinals 54. Seen him yesterday down at the Woolworth store. A Big Tom Austin, he went to Dudley High, played ball for the Aggies, learned to catch high flies. A Big Tom was a slugger, kissed Greensboro goodbye. San Diego Padres, 23 home runs and RBIs. Big Tom got 101, headed for St. Louis, segregation. Give you two Stan Musials, one Steve Bilko, throwing country slaughter. If you let Austin go, a Big Tom Austin, Cardinals 54. Seen him yesterday down at the Woolworth store, eating meals alone. Big Tom Austin in a third-class coach the whole season long. Just like Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson. Give you two Stan Musials, one Steve Bilko, throwing country slaughter. If you let Austin go, Big Tom Austin, Cardinals 54. I seen him yesterday down at the Woolworth store. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks.